Sudan is warning of renewed hostilities with newly independent neighbor South Sudan as peace talks stalled yesterday in Ethiopia. The two countries are trying to finalize their border, come up with a payment plan for the transport of South Sudanese oil to terminals in Sudan, and divide the pre-division national debt. Meanwhile, thousands of refugees from Sudan have fled to South Sudan's Upper Nile state. The United Nations Refugee Agency, UNHCR, has warned of what it calls a sharply worsening humanitarian situation in that area. UNHCR's Terry Ungaro is in Juba, the capital of South Sudan.
We've had 70,000 refugees in Upper Nile State over the past few months. And during the last 3 weeks, we've seen a wave of new arrivals. 35,000 new refugees have arrived through different border zones in Upper Nile State in the last 3 weeks. Refugees are telling us harrowing tales of their journey. Some of them have traveled for up to 5 months. They're traveling by road, hiding in caves and in dense forests, avoiding the radar from these aerial bombardments. They are mostly elderly people, women, children, and some men. They're arriving in communities, often led by their local sheikhs or local chiefs, who have to pace the journey so that these old people and young children can keep moving. We are also hearing that oftentimes they have been displaced multiple times inside Blue Nile State before crossing the border into Upper Nile, that their food and water supplies run out on the way so that they are forced to eat leaves and wild tubers until they reach the border in South Sudan.